You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A return to the Cold War, that's the talk from the Trump transition in foreign policy. But on the domestic front, we may also be hearing signs of a back to the 1980s confrontation over Medicare. Democrats have already signaled that cuts or changes to Medicare are fighting words. President-elect Trump said during the campaign he would not cut Medicare. However, his nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Representative Tom Price, has expressed interest in privatizing Medicare and creating a voucher-type program. The idea is to increase competition among suppliers and give beneficiaries more freedom to choose the care they want. But critics say such changes would lower coverage and could change rules for consumers in the middle of treatment. Mary Agnes Carey, partnerships editor and senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, says talk of Obamacare repeal and changes in Medicare put all of healthcare into play.
What you might see is the government shifting to from a defined benefit where a lot of things are covered to a defined contribution, and then private plans get in there and bid for business. So you would have the traditional Medicare, which about two-thirds of beneficiaries are enrolled in, and now you've got about a third of beneficiaries in private plans. So as that marketplace continues, you could see the government shifting the way they pay for Medicare benefits. And so then it would be up to how do you define what the plans cover? How much does that payment increase every year? What does it cover? What does it not cover? Who pays more? Who pays less? There are a lot of questions to shake out. It's a fairly complicated calculation.
How much would consumers be involved in those difficult questions? I mean, can you see someone who's being treated by an oncologist suddenly being whipsawed around about treatments that were covered once and all of a sudden are being questioned, that sort of thing?
That's a very fair question to ask because the traditional fee-for-service Medicare, again, two-thirds of beneficiaries are in that, that tends to have a wider network. And we have seen in the past sometimes if a Medicare beneficiary is currently in a private insurance plan and then the network begins to narrow, perhaps some of the benefits begin to change, they shift back to traditional fee-for-service. So you could have the exact example you lay out, someone who's in the middle of chemotherapy and all of a sudden maybe their oncologist isn't on the plan anymore and they need to shop around and find a plan that does cover that oncologist.
So in some sense, the fear rhetoric on the part of Democrats is not completely unwarranted. I mean, this kind of change in the middle of the stream would be fairly scary for a lot of consumers.
It could. It all depends how it's defined, right? How much money is allocated? What requirements are placed on the insurers? A key thing is how much does that contribution grow? As we know, healthcare inflation, healthcare prices rise a lot faster than the other prices that inflation is calculated on. So if that contribution doesn't keep pace with healthcare inflation, it could mean that it buys less down the road.
And they're talking about capping the contributions, capping the cost of Medicare, that being the overall mission of this entire policy. If that's the case, you would expect that that contribution would be limited.
It would be, and if you cap it, you would save federal dollars, right? You would save what the federal government is spending. But the point you alluded to earlier, you're going to have a huge political fight on your hands. Beneficiaries, as we know, Medicare beneficiaries, they're very powerful. They mobilize. They vote. Democrats are already saying that they will stand firm against any changes to Medicare. And it's entirely unclear if Republicans will even go down this road. You've got House Republicans who've voted for this approach before, but we already see Senate Republicans, some in the leadership of major committees saying, you know, let's not bite off more than we could chew. Let's slow down a little bit. So everyone is sensitive to the political calculation here.
You mentioned that there is a relationship or an interactivity between the private sector insurance market and some Medicare consumers. And right now, some of them are covered under their private plans, but they also get supplementary coverage from Medicare. And I'm just wondering if the private sector is even interested in getting involved in this whole thing. As this changes, could you expect that the private sector would actually help to make this less of a bumpy transition? Or would they be inclined to view this whole thing as like just run as you know, run screaming as fast as you can away from it?
Sure. It all depends on what the rules of the road are. They'll look at how much money they're going to get. They'll look at what sort of rules are placed on them in the sense of what benefits they have to cover, which ones they can skip, what kinds of flexibility and approaches can they have in design on this benefit. And you've got to remember, the number of current beneficiaries in these private plans is already a third. That's a fairly large growth in the last decade. So some people, when they get into Medicare, if they've already had private insurance at a job, they want to continue with that private insurance company. So I think insurers definitely see a market here, and it has been pretty lucrative for them in Medicare. The key will be going forward, if this approach is taken, what are the rules? Where's the money? What's the flexibility? How can they design their packages?
It seems to me that what you've got is, with the talk of repealing Obamacare and the talk of changing Medicare, you really are talking about a system that is evolving where Medicare is going to look more like Obamacare and Obamacare is going to look more like Medicare, that's where we're headed.
Well, it's really very much up in the air, but I can kind of see where you're coming from, because if you repeal the Affordable Care Act, the question will be, what do you replace it with, right? The ACA relied on private insurers to get in there and offer benefits. And now, if this whole debate on Medicare shifts, there'll be an even greater role for the private sector. So there are a lot of balls up in the air and a lot of questions to be asked, but I think you can't ever forget about the political power on both of these, for example, right? If the Republicans repeal the Affordable Care Act, what are they going to replace it with and when are they going to do it? And same thing on Medicare. If you change the dynamics there, there's just a lot of dangerous territory to be trod. And so I think people are going to go very, very carefully, especially on the Republican side on these.
Mary Agnes Carey is partnerships editor and senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much, Mary.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.